Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, through our friends on the Radio Dialer Online, we're glad you all could be with us for this next segment. Jennifer Vaughn is making her first appearance on our program this year to talk to us not only about her literary journey, but what it's been like for her to take her own love of adventure and action and be able to put it in this new novel, Throwaway Girls, the J.C. Wilder series, Book 1. We're going to talk to her now about the book, what it's been like for her already to see the response, but also the themes that she's been able to pick up in the book, because I think even though it is fiction, I say a lot on this program that fiction has a way for us to be able to really look at the truth that is the world that we live in. So we'll talk a little bit about what inspired this book, but also, of course, how you all can stay connected with her. Jennifer, hello, team. Welcome to the program.
Cyrus, hello. I'm thrilled to be with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Happy Pub Day to you officially. I know that there have been a lot of early readers already enjoying the book, but the book is now officially available, of course, for people to be able to get through our friends at Amazon.com. We'll remind them of that a little bit later. So, Jennifer, talk to us. What has it been like for you already to see the way that people are responding to JC and this intricate story that you've been able to tell in this book?
Well, it's thrilling in many ways. I'm grateful in so many ways. People have known me across New England as a TV news anchor for many, many years now. I've been at WMUR TV for, gosh, almost 18 years. It feels like the blink of an eye. So to be known in this different capacity is gratifying, because I've always had an interest in becoming, you know, an author and sort of maximizing any potential I might have to do other things. And just to see that people are giving it a shot, I'm so grateful for that. I mean, I've been reading ever since I was such a little kid and grabbing, you know, adult novels probably long before I should have been reading them. But immersing myself in new authors and new stories. So the simple fact that somebody's willing to give me a shot with Throwaway Girls, and it just, I mean, it's so gratifying. It's very deeply gratifying on a level that is different from TV, because that's what I've known to do for all this time. But, you know, to hear that people are enjoying the story and recommending it to others, it's everything you could ask for, really.
Right. And I think it ties in so well, ironically, with the characters that we're able to meet as well. You have JC, of course, and, you know, her journey, but also, of course, you know, the journey of others that we're able to meet in the book who also have found work that they're passionate about, that they've kind of devoted themselves to, and especially those who are on their search for what justice looks like, what one hopes justice would look like. Do you think that is one of the things that does make JC so personable? Because she is someone that people, even though her profession may not be something that everyone can relate to, we all would like to think that we would want to see justice served in the world.
Right. And when JC is she's a young Los Angeles television reporter, and in and of itself, you know, you're inherently aggressive, and you really want to make a name for yourself. It's a tough business. It's a demanding industry, cutthroat in many ways. So the fact that she's not only aggressive, but she has a heart, that's sort of the main theme that, you know, I wanted people to take away from getting to know JC a little bit, is that she will dive into something. And much like every single reporter I know, you cover a story with integrity and, you know, you treat your resources with respect. But at the end of the day, even though you disconnect from the story and you might go home, my gosh, you never forget about it. And in our business, we see the best of the best in people, and unfortunately, all too often, the worst of the worst. So JC is not only living that every day, you know, she's taking this story home with her. And, you know, that's a risk. It's an inherent risk when you become involved in something that you're covering, and you need to be impartial, and you need to have that line drawn as you tell the story on television. But we're all human. So JC is very much involved in the story that she's telling, and then these lives that she's learning about. So that's a hard line as a reporter, as a TV anchor. It's a very hard line, and, you know, even a viewer, you can shut it off, and it might stick with you for a little while. But remember, the reporter or the anchor, we've gone out and we've interviewed these grieving families, and they've shared pictures and stories of their loved ones and people that they've lost. So, yeah, the telling and, you know, the doling out of justice, to me personally, it's kind of a big thing.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, you partner her with individuals like Xander, who we're able to meet in
mm-hmm.
the book and to see their interesting rapport with one another, to say the least. And the way, of course, you know, I think it really, you know, this book shows in a larger way for me, Jennifer, the importance of relationships, because reporters,
yeah.
as you mentioned, reporters need information. They need it from law enforcement. They need it from their sources. And then, of course, you know, just being able to trust their gut sometimes. We see that a lot in JC, but also in characters like Xander. Was that an easier part of the storytelling for you to be able to pull from what you knew? Because we hear authors all the time being told to write what you know. Was that part of what you were able to bring to this book?
Yes. In terms of, you know, the nitty-gritty of storytelling and what happens when a reporter goes out into the field, and the trust and security that you build with the team around you, which, you know, in the case of a reporter is the photographer, and the engineers that you're out in the field with, and, you know, many, many times you're literally in the middle of nowhere, or you're in the middle of potential danger, and the only people around you are your photographer and the team it takes to put the story live on television. So you become very close to these people with a deep sense of trust. And then telling the story, you know, when reporters are telling each story, remember, they're tucking away these people who might become a source later on, or who might become an invaluable resource for either information or suggestions or something that they can impart that would enrich a reporter's story, or that they can save for later. And they might circle back and say, hey, remember when we talked about that? Now, what about this? So when you're telling people stories, and it might be a breaking news story, it might be something that you've worked on, like an investigation type thing, and there are all these people that you meet in the course of your doing your business, and you eventually, inevitably, might circle back and call on them in the future. So when I write these books related to the television industry, this is based on a deep respect for the sources that I've had in my career. We work within the boundaries of what we expect from one another, which is a source might deliver to me particular information with the understanding that, okay, you don't release this until I say it's okay. And I never, a reporter that works with integrity will never, ever burn a source, because that's just not how you do proper business. So all of that works to sort of tell the story of how a reporter gets involved in a story like this and then stays involved in a story like this, probably to her detriment, but stays involved.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that latter part, to their detriment. We're going to talk more about that as we get into the actual throwaway girls that are part of the story. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Jennifer Vaughn to our program today. She's celebrating the release of her new book, Throwaway Girls, the J.C. Wilder series, Book 1. We're going to remind you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself and stay connected with Jennifer, too. The Throwaway Girls is another thing. I think, you know, aside from this being, of course, a work of fiction, the set truth is, as I mentioned earlier, Jennifer, that there are women that fall victims to situations like this, that, you know, find
mm-hmm.
themselves not really being, you know, even mourn because people assume things about them. I mean, you know, that
right.
is an important part of this story, I think, especially because you have JC who puts herself in harm's way. You know,
mm-hmm.
again, not, I think, bigger than the story, but going back to what I mentioned earlier about the search for the truth and the search for justice. You know, we hear, and especially we look at the world we're living in today, and reporters, you know, we know that law enforcement tends to run toward the danger sometimes to help others. We see a lot of reporters that do the same thing. They're willing to go to the dangerous places, willing to embed
right.
themselves in situations. What was that like for you to put her in this situation where she was really looked at as something that was not even worthy of respect or even to be cared about?
Right, and she knew that would open her – well, if she didn't know in the beginning, she knew towards the middle of her coverage of this that would open her up to increased either criticism or scrutiny. And she was okay
yeah.
with that. But years and years ago, I've grown up in southeastern Massachusetts, and there was a story that broke, and I'll never forget this. And there were remains found along the side of a highway, and then more remains were found in that same general area. And so it became known eventually through the investigation that these were likely women who might have been prostitutes or who might have dabbled in that dark side of life. And then the coverage sort of, it didn't stop, but it tapered off a little bit, you know, because it became a salacious type of story. And a lot of people tend at that point, not everybody, but a lot of people tend to say at that point, well, hey, I mean, if you're going to dabble in the darkness of life, then perhaps you open yourself up to some really drastic circumstances. But I remember watching an interview, and once some remains had been identified, this is a woman who had gone missing perhaps 2 years prior. And there was a family that she left behind. And these were people who didn't care about what kind of life she led. They just loved her. So I remember thinking, gosh, there's probably a really deep story there about something to sort of bring out the value of a human life. And the people who are left behind, even though society at large might look at these individuals and say, you kind of get what you deserve here. If you venture into those kinds of worlds, then what do you expect? But I sort of wanted to remind them that these are still women. These are young women. They were doing the same thing as the men who were there. So JC picked that up and sort of ran with it and said, I'm gonna not only try to find who this killer is and make it stop, but I'm gonna remind you that these were young women who had lives and families who loved them.
Right, exactly. And I think that is what makes the story so personable. Also the idea that very easily it could be any one of us or someone that we love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that it's not just something that happens to a certain group of people. I think that is the other idea. And then, of course, there is the danger that happens in other ways, because not only is she putting herself at risk, and I'll talk around this, Jennifer, so I'm not spoiling anything, but, you know, it really also shows how sometimes we can put our trust even in the wrong people, and that work against us as well. We see that happen in the book, where you think someone might be an ally, and you realize that, you know, they're just there because that they're able to keep a closer eye on what's going on and know where you are and your thinking and your maneuvering. I mean, was that one of the fun things for you to be able to do? Because, you know, JC, I think, was kind of caught literally off guard in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a certain way of writing this. I mean, I wish I could discuss the scene, but I don't want to because I don't want to give anything. Well, maybe I can say this part without. Okay, so there's the scene that you write in the book that I remember that was so vivid of the, well, I'll call it the struggle that JC was having.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
And her having the moment where the blood went in her mouth. You know what I'm talking about? And she,
mm-hmm.
she had the inflex to, you know, to gag. I thought, wow, that is really, I mean, I could see this unfolding,
mm-hmm.
as you're writing. I mean, do you think that also has been one of the gifts that has come from your being able to report a story, being able to tell a story in its entirety?
Yeah, that's a very deep human reaction when you build a relationship with somebody. And you reveal things to people, or you involve them in personal moments, or even big special moments, things that you celebrate, things that you're happy about. So imagine that you've laid out the people, your people in your life, and you start to learn bits and pieces about those people that are shocking or completely catch you off guard. So not only do you begin to ask yourself, how did I miss these things, you begin to sort of look, you know, sort of cockeyed at the people around you and the choices that you've made. And that, you know, when you're a young, hungry reporter and you put yourself out there and you inherently entrust other people to help you tell the story, you go into that potential risk of having one or many of them come back to burn you. So that's not only just a TV thing, you know, that's a life thing. And that's happened, unfortunately, to probably everybody you know. And it's how we kind of pick up and move past that, you know, we either become better and we learn. And that, unfortunately, Cyrus, I think that shuts us off sometimes, you know, because you might become less willing moving on to say, well, I'm not going to do that again. You know, but that's sort of one of those life lessons, I guess. And JC learns that in an extreme way, for sure.
Exactly, for sure. And there is, I mentioned earlier, and I mentioned this for a minute earlier, Jennifer, about those who run toward danger. And there are different reasons why people do things. And I think a lot of times for those of us who are not in those situations, I think it's very dangerous sometimes for us to question as to why people do things. There are some people that like a rush. And, you know, some people that really like to be able to be a part of the action of this, of the story, if you're talking about reporting. But there is the idea that I bring this up because I was curious. Did you go into this particular book knowing that JC's journey would not be over with this? Or did you have that character first and knew that you wanted to be able to travel with her through different aspects, and Throwaway Girls was just one of those aspects of her journey?
This, yes, and when you this is one of those in your face meetings. So you meet JC and you meet all of JC, and I've always wanted to carry a character along, and you know why not a television reporter? She's very close to my heart. She is everything good about a reporter. You know all of the elements that make a reporter great at what she does. You know, the dynamics of her job. She is it. And she's also everything bad about the job. You know, she goes where she shouldn't go, even though she should know better. She pushes sometimes too much, even though, again, she should know better. So she's flawed. But she's also built with a big heart. You know, and I think if people throw criticism at the media, I think sometimes they maybe assume that we're all just about getting the story and throwing somebody up on television and making sure that we're live and making sure that we're there. You know, but I can assure people that at least from my own experience and the people that I work with, it comes back to that, you know, you don't leave your stories behind. They stay with you. So
right.
JC is young enough to not quite grasp that yet. Mm-hmm. So she's going to take these stories with her. She's going to take these experiences on in her life. And sometimes they might make her a better person and a better reporter, and sometimes she slips back into a bit of recklessness. So that's what I find interesting, fun, and appealing about developing her character.
Yeah. So a lot for us to be able to look forward to, but again, it starts with this book, Throwaway Girls, the first book in the J.C. Wilder series for sure. A great book, Jennifer, and you've been able, of course, like the rest of us, to share through social media. What has that been like for you now to have these two distinct careers and to be able to connect with people, you know, as you're kind of able to go along the way with them?
Fantastic. Like I said, this is new to me. You know, writing books is sort of the second half of what I'm doing in my life, and I'm just grateful that people are giving me a shot at this. But I love television. You know, we're uniquely placed up here in New Hampshire that we have access to presidential primaries every 4 years. And every person who runs for the White House, you know, I get the chance to sit down with. And I get to know their families, and they ask about my family. And it's a very, that's a very sort of, at its core, awesome experience.
Sure.
And then on the flip side, you know, I've seen things and I've done things that I know that I would not have been able to do had I not become a television reporter and a television anchor. But then again, you know, you come back to wanting to tell stories that you can control. And that's what I find really appealing about writing books is that, you know, I definitely admit to being a sucker for a happy ending. And I like to be able to control how justice is doled out.
Right.
Because
right.
I know that, you know, in my television career, I can't control anything. You know, we are basically at the mercy of events. And getting on television and reporting what has happened, I can't control the ending of that. But when I write books, you know, I can. I can create the people that I think will fit into the story, and I can see them through to the end. So when I go out on events and we talk about either politics or television or books, I find that I get sort of an ample mix of all of it. You know, we talk not only about the book that's come out, but we talk about my TV career, and do you remember interviewing this one, and what are your funny stories from the campaign trail? So people are wonderful in that they take me for everything that I am, you know, and we talk about everything. We talk about everything that comes up. I have 2 kids. You know, sometimes we talk about my kids. And I've been very, very, I mean, lucky sounds, you know, it sounds like such a simple word. But in so many ways, lucky that people will give me a shot at not only one career, but now writing books too. I mean, so it just touches your heart, you know, that people will give you a shot in this world.
Right, For sure. Well, we're glad to be able to be along for the ride as you take us through JC's journey. Excited to see where she goes next. But for those who have not had a chance to read it, make sure you guys head over to our friends at Amazon.com and pick up Throwaway Girls for yourself. You'll definitely enjoy the read. Already, over 30 reviews have been posted on Amazon.com. I'll be adding mine there as well. We definitely invite you, after you've read the book, to be able to write your own review of it as well. And I was about to call you JC. Jennifer? Jennifer, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you as well?
So I have a book tour that's mostly focused on the Northeast, but I'm hoping to spread this out as far and wide as I can. My personal website is jvwrites.com. And you mentioned all the avenues that you can grab the book, and Kindle and Audible and Amazon. And if it's not in your favorite bookstore, make sure you go ask for it. And once again, just my deepest thanks to anyone who's given J.C. Wilder a shot, and I hope you enjoy. And, yes, please go ahead and post your review on Amazon. I love to read that.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer, thanks again for the time. I really appreciate it. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
Oh, Cyrus, can't thank you enough. It's been a total joy.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely all mine for sure. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, through our radio friends, or those joining us online as well. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Jennifer, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air, no matter how you're listening to us. The link is already available through our friends at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Jennifer on Twitter, so you guys can also find her there easily. Just click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.